The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come to abolish, not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until the heaven and earth pass away, no one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the dominion of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the dominion of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll never enter the dominion of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we've got one of the powerful sermons. Jesus was really a wonderful preacher. Mm-hmm. We have got a wonderful sermon, and this sermon was done on the Mount. And we see today there are quite a number of metaphors in this text. And I want to dwell on the three metaphors that we just read from our text this morning. I'd like to right away show that this passage describes how we as Christians are to live out in the world, how we should, or we are to live our lives in our schools, in our places of employment, in our neighborhoods, in the circle of our friends and others, out there in the world, which is often dark, out there in the world, which is often not so godly. And Jesus is saying, "You are the salt. We are the salt." So in other words, today we might say, "What is your name?" I'm the salt, right?
Hello, salt.
Hi, salt. Yeah. We are the salt. And here the text is, it doesn't just say, "Oh, the church is the salt." It's so particular, you, me, you are the salt. So Jesus saying, you are the salt. And by the way, I've got the salt. So I'm saying, you are the salt. So in other words, I'm saying, you are the salt. Do you allow me to come here? Okay, let me just come here.
Jesus is saying, you are the salt. But let me tell you something. The salt does not lose its saltiness. It doesn't, but it can dissolve.
This is something I was saying, okay, Jesus, you are saying it loses its saltiness. It doesn't. Salt remains salt, but it can dissolve. So Jesus emphasizes the you. You are the salt. So the Lord Jesus Christ does not mean, however, that we should take the salt and distribute to the people, like what I did. That is what he's saying. But he is saying here, you shall remain the salt among the people. But we are to see that salt really, and it continues to be salt, so that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the master cooker, who is the chief cook, who is the great chef, will use that salt for its greatness and will use that salt for the blessing of the world. So it is not for us to worry about whether the salt will be destroyed, or it's not for us to worry about the salt will lose its flavor. That's not our job. Our job is to maintain that we reserve and preserve that salt. That is our responsibility, to make sure that we keep the salt and preserve its flavor. So let's not mind that the salt can be dissolved or what. It doesn't matter. That is not our job. It's God's job. So when the salt remains salt, God will use it in such a way that it becomes a blessing to us. But let's say this, my dear friends. If you think about it, salt really, it's quite an amazing mineral. It enhances the flavor of the favorite foods. It acts as the preservative. It melts the ice from our frozen steps of our door steps, and it frozen the roads. But it really shows the salt is of the great value. And in the ancient world, the salt was sometimes used as currency. In fact, the word salary comes from the practice of paying a worker with salt. So it was called salarium, from Latin sal means salt. So it's salarium as part, so it was used as currency. So in other words, salt is pretty amazing when it is used. But when it doesn't, when it is not used, when it's just salt, it remains just salt. That we sometimes function. But one of the things that is very important in this text today is that the text shows that salt does perform function. It performs a responsibility. So in other words, we are called to perform a function, a responsibility in this kingdom of Jesus, not on our own. But again, we are just being used as the vessels to give and to preach the good news to the people and to others in the kingdom of God. So this is what we see from the salt. But let's look at the light. Light. Again, Jesus says, we are the light, you are the light. And Jesus says, we are to let our light shine before others, not ourselves, so that those others may see our good works and they will give glory, not to us, but to God. Jesus did not say, when you come to church, turn your lights on. No, he didn't say that. When you come to church, let everyone see how devout and pious you are. No, he doesn't say that. Rather, he says, when you leave the church, when you leave and get in your car and drive away from a parking lot, into your neighborhoods, into your schools, into your classrooms, into your places of work, into your offices, let your light shine for Jesus. Amen. When you live here, that's when you have the responsibility, not when you come to church. You know, sometimes I'm being tempted when I see people demonstrating at the townhouse, in front of the townhouse on a Sunday. Sometimes I think, like, let's just close the church and our church is at the townhouse so that we can add our voice. And that's what the church should be doing. I'm tempted to do that. One day I will say, let's close, right? I'm tempted to say our church today is at the town hall, so that we can join our others with our voices to speak out and to speak the truth. about Jesus. My dear friends, let the world see your light and come to know Jesus. But we are not to worry about the light is extinguished. Again, that is not our concern. Our concern is to see that the light is not hidden away. And that is our concern. Our concern is to see the light is not hidden. We shine as the light of the world, not for our own sake, but for the sake of others. We give the light so that others may see the way of God. And in the end, it isn't really even our light that shines, but it is God's light. You are to be called the light of Christ in the world. Our lives are to be an inspiration to the lives of others around us. Our lives are to become a beacon that shows people the way to Christ. Our lives are to be a lighthouse guiding other people's lives through nasty storms. You know, sometimes, have you ever heard, when you visit somebody who is going through and you just go there and you even just sit without saying anything, somebody will just say, you know what, thank you for just coming to be with me. And I want to tell you, that's the work of the light that you can show to the people. So my dear friends, light, salt and light are only useful when they are when they enhance something else. So in other words, we as followers of Jesus fulfill our roles as disciples when we flavor the earth and illuminate the world with our actions and words that ultimately point to Christ. So the world, as you look around today, the world is decaying. And where are we? That's the big question. Where are we? And the world, the Christians, has got the highest percentage in the world. Where are we? Not only even Christians, but the religious people, where are they when the world is decaying? And I was just looking at the statistics here in America. Homicides have increased by more than 800%. And there's so much radical increase of violence, mass school killings, all these kind of things. Where are we? And Jesus is saying, you need to help make the society a better place. We are to preserve the moral values of our community. Now, the third, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And here is something, Jesus had to move from the lower part and rise in this sermon. So now he's saying, now I want you to listen to this. The salt disappears when it is sprinkled on something else. It disappears. The candle burns. Now I think we have some gas lamps. Huh? It's not a candle, I don't think so. The candle itself also, it melts, it burns down. But the city that is eternal is firmly founded on a holy hill. And this cannot die. So Jesus said, you need to help make this society. In other words, Jesus saying God's city is firmly established. So in other words, we are the city on the hill which has been promised, that even the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But I know, my friends, you will say, so gracious, so what should we do? And how? I've got few things that I want to highlight this morning. We speak. Go and speak. We speak. We share. And write the truth. Those who can speak, speak the truth. Those who can write, write the truth. Second, we honor those who are most vulnerable. The poor, the sick, the very young, the very old, those with disabilities. We welcome the immigrant, the refugees, the stranger, as we welcome Jesus himself. We work for fairness and justice. We lift up people of all races, nationalities, religions, people of different genders. And lastly, we say, not just to those like us, but especially to those different from us, we have your back. And now, my dear friends, is the time for you, for me, for all of us to say, here I am, Lord. And what are you saying? Yes. I believe it is saying yes, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, to inject a new dimension of love in the veins of our civilization. And as the call comes to you and to me, think and pray about how you can say and pray, here I am, Lord. Dream about how you can encourage each other to let your light shine. Give thanks for the holy word and the amazing gift of forgiveness that makes all things new. My friends, I invite you and I ask you to invite others to say, here I am, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.